The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show on a Monday. How are we back here already?
Darn it.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Izzy from Midland, Texas. I just want to say, Raiders. Yes, I live in Texas, but I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from the 650. So, Raiders. Sorry, Jess, about your Giants. But Raiders.
Let's go, Raiders.
That's a big one. Selena did not jinx the team, which is good news for Raiders fans. I know we're going to talk more about our football back coming up.
Yeah, I hope the Raiders get like, 10, 11, 12 wins.
Well, no, that's a little too much winning.
Hold on.
I don't know about that much.
One other thing to note there from, thank you for leaving that talk back. Izzy, I just checked, JV Show, number one in Midland, Texas.
So yes, thank you so much.
That's a big deal. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Did you guys happen to win the Powerball looking around the room?
I forgot to get my
ticket. You didn't even get a ticket, Jess?
What?
No.
For $1.8 billion? That doesn't even motivate you enough to spend two lousy bucks?
It actually motivates me less because I'm like, everybody's playing.
But what does that matter?
Okay, does that matter, Graham? Because I did want to ask you another Powerball question. I don't know why I come to you for all things Powerballs if you're like an expert, but I feel like you are. Okay, so now that the jackpot, because nobody went, or sorry, two people did win the jackpot, and now that it's back to, whatever little measly...
Probably 40.
Yeah, it's some measly millions.
Yeah, 40 million.
Because there's not like this lottery fever happening anymore, does that mean we have a better chance of winning if we bought tickets? Because like not everybody's playing?
Nope. Same exact odds.
Same? Well, that's not good.
Why? How?
I mean, I guess there's a slightly less chance that you would split the jackpot like we just saw. I think there was a winning ticket sold in Missouri and another one in Texas, I believe. Like maybe there's a slightly less chance that you would split the jackpot, that there would be more than one winning ticket out there. But otherwise, your odds of winning it are exactly the same because it's not like I'm the only person that bought a raffle ticket this time. So as they feel around in there, they're going to find my raffle ticket. That's not how Powerball or Mega Millions or the lottery works. They're drawing a combination of numbers. Your odds of selecting the correct combination of numbers is still the same. 1 in 292 million or whatever that massive number is. So unfortunately, no. Your odds are exactly the same. That's why it's more fun to play along when the jackpot gets really, really big, because then you're buying that. Your $2 is really giving you a piece of a real good dream where you're like, I'm going to have $600 million in the bank after taxes and all this. Wow, what am I going to do?
I'm glad I didn't spend a ton of money on this. Like I told you, every time I go buy a ticket, I just get two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Just, one for me, one for my husband, even though I keep them both.
Okay.
So I'm spending $4 every time. So I think... in the past week and a half, I spent $12 bucks. I think I went three times.
Well worth it for the dream.
Right.
Wait, so they are still $2?
Mm-hmm. They're $2.
Mega Millions went to $5.
Okay. Powerball's only
$2. Nobody got money for that.
But like someone in my family, like this person spent like $200 in the past like week and a half just like buying
are
hella
you
tickets.
Serious?
Yes.
Buy just the one
Didn't
ticket.
Didn't win anything.
Just the one ticket is the way to do it. Now, two things we need to talk about. One, because somebody in Dublin, there was somebody in the Bay Area that matched five numbers, and they're walking out with over $1 million, right? They obviously listened to this show, so the least they could do is buy us a Starbucks or something.
Thank you.
So if you're listening, you woke up and you matched five. Hello.
Yeah. We'll send you our order.
It only costs you $20 on DoorDash.
Right.
Per coffee.
Thank you. Right. Thanks to our favorite local morning radio show. Don't forget us. All right. And secondly, it's a good thing I didn't have the winning ticket. Again, not that I would have, but my wife threw mine away.
Are you serious?
I left it on the table there in the entryway when you walk in the front door. And I think she assumed it was for like one of the drawings last week or whatever, because I've been leaving a few of them there. Like when I come home, I take my keys out of my pocket, take my Powerball ticket, and I throw it right there. I don't think she cares to check in. She knows I'm not going to win. But whatever, I went to go at least check the ticket. It's like, oh, maybe I matched, a couple numbers. Let's just see. And nowhere to be found. It had been tossed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's a good thing.
Did she admit to throwing it away? Did she act like she didn't see it? Didn't know what happened?
I haven't confronted her about it yet because I already knew that I'd already seen the headline that I didn't win. So no big deal. But had I won, I'm sure it's out there in the trash can. I would have gone dumpster diving to find that ticket.
One time I accidentally threw away my husband's debit card that he'd been waiting on in the mail.
And you had to go get it?
I had to act like I didn't know. I've never heard of that thing. I've never seen it before. But then I like magically found it in the trash.
And then like it was sitting on the coffee table. Like, it's been here the entire time. Yeah. What are you thinking? You tore the whole house apart. Did you forget to check the coffee table? It's right there.
Why did you put your mail away? Why are you leaving stuff out?
Banana peel stuck to it. Some garbage.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, hey, JV Show. It's Brooke from Birmingham, Alabama. I am stuck in traffic. Can you believe it? In Alabama. Anyway, I'm on my game today. I'm going to win that chug mug, so get ready. Okay, bye.
Okay, a couple things. A couple things there. Traffic in Birmingham, Alabama. What did a carrot truck overturn? Oh, sorry, wagon. And has Brooke never... Brooke's our number one Alabamian... Is that what you call someone from Alabama?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Alabama listener. And has she won a chug mug?
Not one chug mug.
Okay, let's manifest that. Mm-hmm. She needs one out there because she probably doesn't have any cups to drink out of out there in Alabama.
They have cups in Alabama.
They do?
I think. I mean, they're made of wood.
I don't know if they're that technologically advanced, but okay. They're made out of wood. You have to whittle your own cup. Yeah.
All right, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Let's talk movies, because not only did The Conjuring just smash and totally pound the box office, but it broke some records. So The Conjuring Last Rites came out over the weekend, and it now holds the record for the third highest opening ever in the U.S. for a horror movie. It made $83 million. Also, the second biggest debut worldwide for a horror film. That's $187 million globally.
All eyes on the NFL this weekend, but the San Francisco Giants had some important games as well. Unfortunately, they lost two in a row to the Cardinals and ended up losing that series 2-1. They're now 4 games back of the Mets for the final wild card spot.
Oh,
easy, Selena. They start a new homestand tonight against the Diamondbacks, and they can't afford to lose any more ground. First pitch tonight is at 6:40.
Nice. Fog is though this morning, you guys. Skies will slowly clear, and we'll see sunny skies by midday. Highs will mainly be in the 70s, with only a few cities that are going to reach the 80-degree mark.
Hey, Capricorn besties!
Hey!
So your day today is going to be a 9. Wait, Jess, no mention of... I feel like there's some rain possibly in the forecast.
For today?
For tomorrow, maybe late.
Well, tomorrow's tomorrow. Today's today. Live in the present.
I'm just saying. It's an interesting shift in the weather coming this week. Capricorn besties, your day today is going to be a 9. You are rightly seen as super responsible, and today brings more proof. You come through when someone needs you the most and should earn you both bonus karma points and their undying gratitude.
Oh, that's you, Selena.
That is
you.
Me.
Wait.
She's a Capricorn bestie. Mm-hmm.
Is she super responsible?
Oh, yes.
That's,
yeah. I'm a mommy. Yes.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Totally. I guess.
All right. Don't forget to get your Disney talkbacks in now on the iHeart app. You have until 7 a.m. to get the talkbacks in. That's going to qualify you for 4 tickets to the Disney Resort. And then we're going to play the winning talkback back at 8:50 this morning. Next, let's talk about our football bets. See how our teams did over the weekend.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station on a Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, would you like to explain our bet for anyone that missed it last week?
All right, so we have a season-long chug wheel-related bet going here on the JV Show. We each made a selection, a prediction about the number of wins we each thought our team was going to get. Jess representing the pride of Selena's, the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. Selena chosen to represent the Raiders this year because we have a lot of Raiders listeners and we needed somebody to jinx that team. And then I, of course, will be selecting for the 49ers. I predicted that the Niners would come away with 11 wins this season. Jess, your New York Giants number?
5
lofty goals for that team. And Selena, Raiders, you selected?
I said 6.
6 wins. Well, the Raiders got off to a great start.
Yeah, they're kind of killing it. What the hell?
On the road... in New England. Yeah. Big win for the Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders did win.
They're going to have a great 2013.
Nice job.
I want them to win, but like not too much.
Like dial it back.
Yeah,
like,
once you hit 6, maybe slow your roll a little bit.
Right. When,
quit showing off.
Well, they win this week 1 game, and then next week maybe lose 1 or 2, then win another, and just like sort of pace.
Yeah, spread out the wins.
Right. Okay. You know. Sure the Raiders fans love hearing that.
Just to clarify, the way the bet works is whatever. Like we laid out our predictions, and then when the end of the season gets here, however many games we were off, that's how many times you have to spin and chug the wheel. Right.
Sorry, that's the key ingredient of the entire bet. So you want to be as close to that number as possible. If not, hit it dead on so you can watch the other people in this room spin the chug wheel and chug. Jess, again, five wins
for
the New York Giants. And so how are you feeling about yesterday's pounding at the hands of the Washington Commanders?
This is all part of the plan, you know? Only five wins means they're going to have a lot of losses.
that's true.
So, you know, this is part of that.
Yeah.
So you're feeling confident about this.
Feeling confident still. We'll see midway through the season how I feel then. But I think five was a good number for me.
Even seeing the hot, steaming pile of...
It's just the first game.
...dog doo-doo that happened yesterday because they looked...
I mean, you know...
They looked bad. Real bad.
But looks can be deceiving sometimes.
I don't know.
That is true.
That just made me think, like, are they even going to get to five wins?
Listen, as long as they get to three, I'll be okay because it'll be better than what I had to chug last year.
Yeah, which was...
Earlier this year, whenever it was.
Last season, whatever.
Yeah last season.
We know
season.
What it was. Right. How did the Niners do?
And the Niners got the season off with a win. Let's go, Niners.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
And I picked 11, so this was a game that you wanted to win. So
everything's on track.
But how do you feel about their performance? I heard it wasn't maybe like, they still won, but it wasn't maybe like the best, but maybe I heard wrong.
I'm going to get more into that later in trending when I talk about the game, because I do have a lot of thoughts about yesterday's win. You are right. It is a win that doesn't necessarily feel like it should.
Jess, when you say you heard anything about football, is that just your boyfriend? Fiance, sorry.
No, that was on Instagram.
Okay.
But most of the time, if I hear something, it is through him.
And was he stomping around angrily yesterday as Russell Wilson, the Giants quarterback, looked completely inept?
No, because I think he already kind of expected that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful still. And I think he is hopeful as well.
Okay.
You know, Selena, I'm in her man's survivor pool.
Oh, are you still?
Wait, what does that mean?
So each week you pick a team that you think is just going to win. And if you are correct, you move on to the next week. If the team that you pick to win loses, then you're out of the pool. And whoever's left standing at the very end gets all the money.
Yep. And it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like over 10 grand. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're still in it, Grant.
I selected Denver yesterday to get a win. And boy, they didn't look that strong, but they ended up pulling out a win.
Oh, my God.
So I'm moving on to next week.
Yes.
Dude, that's too much pressure. I would be out like first weekend.
Selena, I'm in another.
Some people were.
I'm in another.
Oh, my God. You are?
Another survivor pool. And Justin Man Rubin, he hit me up asking if I wanted to be in this one. I was like, yes, of course I do. And then I have another buddy who's like, hey, you should get in this pool that I do every year. It's a thing. Over $100,000
at
the grabs.
Who needs the Powerball? And you got Survivor's pools.
I know.
They're pretty fun, Selena.
Oh, my God. I've never even heard of these.
Oh, this is like, I think, move over regular fantasy leagues.
Oh, yeah, that's played out. That's played
survivor
out.
Survivor pools where it's
at. Whoa, survival of the fittest.
Yep.
Graham, do you tell your wife about these?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
She can't be upset. I'm assuming it's not that much to get in. How much does it cost to get into one of these?
Well, the one that's got a huge, huge, massive sum of money up for Graham. Over 100 grand. That one was a little more expensive to get into.
And she was fine with it?
Yeah. I actually split that pick with my brother.
Nice.
Okay. That makes it a little
I was like, you
want
to go halves on this? This is expensive.
Well, we're rooting for you. We're rooting Thank for you, Graham.
So hopefully you don't forget about your favorite Bay Area morning radio show when you win.
How could I? They're the best.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, according to some new research.
How is this new?
It's just new. Trust me. Scrolling while on the toilet increases your hemorrhoid risk by 46%. I think we've talked about this before because other studies have pointed to this as well. But they say the longer you're sitting there on the toilet and you're scrolling away, the likelihood and incidence of hemorrhoids goes up substantially. Obviously, 46%, like you said, Selena, that's a pretty big jump. Now, look, they factored in all sorts of different things like, you know, diet, exercise, health, and stuff like that. And even when factoring for all those things, they found that people that are sitting on the toilet, scrolling away, sitting there for more than 5 minutes compared to people that just get in and out. If you're in there scrolling for more than 5 minutes while sitting on the toilet, then your incidence of hemorrhoids starts going up and up and up. Ladies, where are you at with the toilet phone usage currently?
I mean, I'm not in the toilet for like more than...
But are you using your phone while on the toilet?
There's been times that I take it in there. probably shouldn't, but you know what? And everybody does.
Selena, are you detecting a bit of a falsehood there? Just say, I take it in there every time. Like when you're like, sometimes I take it in there. You bring it in there every time for a number two.
Do you? Not every time.
I thought you were asking me, and I was going to say yes. But Jess, you...
No, I still take it. I'm not denying that I do take it in there. I'm just saying it's not every time, because I think for men...
Oh, because you go number two so many times?
No, because men... I feel like men take longer in the restroom than women do.
Only because we're scrolling.
But then why do you stay there once you're already done?
I don't.
They're not done.
If there was no...
My husband is in there forever. I'm like, what takes so long? I don't get it.
If there was no phone involved, I'm in and out.
No.
Why don't you just not take your phone in there?
Selena, I have kids like you, and it's a nice to get a little peace and quiet sometimes. It's a
and
nice
that's the place?
Place. It's a little fortress of solitude to do just a minor bit of scrolling, and it's you also feel like you're getting something done. See, if I'm sitting on the couch
very
scrolling,
productive.
You see what I mean? Here's what it comes down to. If I'm sitting on the couch scrolling, I get this sense like I need to be
lazy.
Doing something.
Get up.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Accomplish something. If I'm scrolling in there, I'm thinking, I'm killing two birds with one stone here. I am getting something.
That does make sense.
I'm getting something done that needs to be done. And also, some mindless scrolling at the same time. No big deal. So, but then you end up spending longer in there than you intend to.
We've talked about this before, and I don't take my phone into the bathroom.
Ever.
Ever.
You never have in your whole life.
I mean, if it's like a public restroom, like I have my stuff with me, so like it's in
but
my
you've
bra.
You've never had
like,
phone.
I'm
in
never
hand
scrolling. No.
While in the act of.
No.
Wow.
And I think part
Look
of
at
it.
You on your high horse. No,
I just.
Everyone else listening is like, what? What is she, a princess?
Like if I'm at home, I'll just like leave my just like throw my phone on the bed or something, and leave it on the counter and go into the bathroom, whatever. And I've also mastered the art of being like super quick, like living with a guy. You know what I mean? It's like you have to learn how to do it fast so that he doesn't notice that you even do that.
I feel like...
So it's like, I don't even have time to scroll in there.
I feel like I can't even That's relate to you. Like, Selena's just sauntering in her house with, like, white gloves on. Like,
why? Because I don't use my phone on the toilet.
Do you even use the restroom?
Right.
At all?
The rest of us human beings are scrolling while we're on the pot.
And I never understood that. I'm not in there long enough. And don't you get, like, grossed out?
No, it's a great time for me to solve the Wordle and then do a little quick scroll.
I don't know. It just grosses me out.
Not me. I wash my hands.
It's like, what if there's a hidden camera? Like, your phone is always watching and listening to you. Like, I don't need that in there.
Oh.
We all go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't need video of it.
I mean, but you can say that about anything that you're doing, really.
Right. Your phone's capturing everything
True,
that you're
but
doing.
But that just seems like the worst thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but...
My son has developed a new habit where he goes into the bathroom because he's like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. And then I see him go in the opposite direction from the bathroom. Like, well, what are you doing? He's like, I got to get a book. And he brings a book in there.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's cute, except that, you know, kids, they don't spend a lot of time in
cleaning up,
doing the business, right? It happens quick. You know, it's like when they got to go, it happens.
Okay.
They're not sitting there, you know, like some people here, some of our coworkers that are in there, you know, grunting and moaning for, you know, 20 minutes.
Graham's like, I cannot go into the bathroom at 7:30. Anytime at 7:30, someone's in there.
Every day at 7:30. Kids get it done quick. So then he's just sitting there reading. So like 15 minutes later, I come back by. He's still pants down, sitting on the toilet, reading a book.
Oh, that's not good.
And I'm like, dude, you got to get, you know, like... Hurry up. Get out of there. You're done. The other day, he was in there for 25 minutes, maybe a half hour. Because the kid, once he starts reading, he locks in. He really likes reading when he's actually doing it. And then, he's just turning pages. And I think he forgets where he is. When he finally stood up, he had these giant red... the toilet seat had left an indent on his backside.
Oh
like
God.
These bright red... like marks on his backside. He sat there so long. And now I got to let him know he might be...
At risk of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, and
just
I am.
Just like,
a,
yeah, and it's genetic.
And I am a hashtag hemorrhoid survivor. Hashtag Napa Strong. Hashtag we did
Wait,
rebuild.
So even though you went through that, you still?
See, I don't think I spend enough time in there.
Okay.
But I am listening to this new research because I don't, whatever, you do not want that to ever happen to you. It was the most painful thing that's ever happened to me in my life. More painful than childbirth.
Well, stop it. How dare you?
Go through childbirth.
Right.
Well, I was in the room when my wife...
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, it was more painful than childbirth.
Watching it?
Well, even that, experiencing, yeah,
but I'll tell you, nothing is more painful than childbirth.
I don't know.
I'm literally telling you.
Selena, I talked, this randomly came up in conversation over the weekend. One of her friends, a couple, came over for dinner, and she agreed with me, because she is also a hashtag hemorrhoid survivor, and she agreed with me that what she went through was worth it, because it lasted for days and days and days. I'm just telling you what she
Stop
said.
Stop it.
Swear to God.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Who the heck was that at the VMAs last night? A lot of people were like, no, that was not Jessica Simpson. Did you see her at all last night?
I did not.
Grammy. We have a video up at JV Morning Show. Go to our Instagram. I've actually seen some other recent stuff of Jessica. So this is how she looks now. But people that haven't seen her maybe in some years were like, whoa, she looks very different. People said she looked like she had an allergic reaction. Her face just looks very tight.
I think she got cheek filler.
She just, if I'm being honest, this is, she has what people would call a pillow face from too much filler.
I don't know. I mean, in my mind, she looks like she belongs on a Real Housewives of Wherever show, because they all end up...
Sign her up for the next season.
Looking like this, but is that...
She's gone filler blind.
A little bit. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just desensitized to it because I've seen so much of it on reality TV. That I'm just like, yeah. This is what...
I think what makes it look strange, or maybe strange isn't the right word, but... What makes it look different is the fact that she's trying to do so many expressions with her face, but her face is not moving, just her eyes are like widening.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So then it's like,
that's kind of creepy. It's a very expressive interview she's giving with a lot of reaction, but yeah, there ain't a wrinkle on that face. Not one crease.
Nope.
No smile line, no forehead lines, nothing. Very
but
smooth.
But it is, in fact, Jessica Simpson, not a clone. That's her new face. If you want to go check it out, JV Morning Show.
Morning TV Show. I just wanted to do a quick talk back and say the VMAs yesterday. I know we don't really watch those anymore, right? But Graham, did you watch them? Because I'd love to hear what your wife said about the Tate McRae performance. On top of that, I'd like to know how quickly you covered your kids' eyes. Anyway, have a great morning. Bye.
Yeah, Graham, I told you on Friday Tate McRae was going to be performing. You still didn't watch it? That's your girl.
I'd have to figure out how to watch the VMAs, like what channel that is, or like where I would watch that. I don't know. And then I just flat out forgot about it because there was more important things on yesterday, like football.
Yes.
So that, but I am watching some of it on our Instagram.
It was very risque.
JV Morning Show, and we've put that little slider of how fire we think it is. And
slid it all the way
to that fire. One side. And yeah, I would have been definitely covering my kid's eyes. Is she dancing in a sand pit? What is this? This is a beach volleyball
She's
ring?
Rolling around in sand. It's very sexy.
I feel like this. I'm just worried about, and all the dancers are too, I'm worried about where the sand ended up. Aren't you?
Everywhere.
The moves that they're doing, that's a lot of...
They probably got in some places.
Legs going opposite directions, and I feel like the sand is just in there and just, ouch.
She looked really, really good last night. You can go check out everything we've talked about. JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. Really quick, just a little follow-up thing, because last week, Graham, you told us about what happened between Dak Prescott and Jalen Carter at the Eagles game on, what was it, Thursday night?
Yep.
So Jalen Carter, if you don't know, spit out this disgusting loogie thing onto Dak Prescott, and guess who wants to collab with him?
Don't tell me. I'm furiously looking for my Hawktua drop. Where did it go?
She says that she wasn't watching the game, but she thought it was hilarious that when it happened, she started trending as well, and people were like her phone was like going off like crazy. People were calling her, texting her, sending her memes, and like messaging her and stuff. And she said that she would be down to do a collab.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like they're gonna spit on each other? Like, what does a collab mean?
I don't know.
Like, you're famous for a loogie. I'm famous for talking about spitting.
And he's expressed so much regret after doing this. He apologized. Like, this messed him up.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to profit off of it and monetize it. I think he wants to move on and pretend it never happened.
I heard there
this
was
is his career.
I heard there was a college football player that spit on somebody else too on Saturday. So it's
this
like
this is a thing now. Now it's a trend.
Fuck, dude.
Hawk 2, I'm sure, would like to collaborate with them, too.
That's disgusting. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, turns out WNBA courts aren't the only sports venues that some adult items have been flung onto because the NFL got in on the action yesterday. The Bengals were in Cleveland taking on the Browns, and in the second quarter of the game, a bright green adult toy was flung from the stands down onto the field. It landed on the far side of the field away from where the play in the game was going on. It was not near the action on the field, which in my mind, little cowardly, right?
Yeah.
If you go through all the trouble to hide that thing in one of two places, only to fling it away from where the cameras might catch it or Joe Burrow might trip on it, then did you even really try?
No. Like,
that's very cowardly. An NFL official was seen, however, in a video posted to social media very nonchalantly picking this object up and then tossing it towards the sidelines.
So ew, somebody, no gloves or anything?
Somebody had to grab it and toss it off. Bengals did go on to win that game in sort of a sloppy... I feel like the thing that was flung onto the field was sort of embodied the way that game went. It was kind of an ugly game.
But why is it always green?
I don't remember. That cryptocurrency company said that they started a meme coin about it, and that's why they started flinging the green ones.
But do we think it's them? I don't think it's them.
I don't think it's them anymore, but I think now if you want to take place in the viral trend, you have to have a green one, right? It's like when a viral dance trend takes over, you do the dance in the viral dance trend, and now it's a viral green one, you throw...
It just doesn't hit the same when it's an NFL game, though.
They were thrown thrown in at least six WNBA games. And then,
right.
And I've heard reports, I've seen some other stuff on social media about maybe there were more NFL games that they got launched onto, but this is a one that was confirmed.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now we are trying to give you this chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that once robots walk among us, humans will want to them?
Yes.
100%.
Humans are sick.
I've already thought about it.
Wait, Graham.
Haven't you thought about it a little bit?
No.
They're getting incredibly realistic and lifelike.
You have a wife.
Right, but you still think about it. I have a brain also. Like,
wow.
You think about what the
That's not right.
You think about what the future's like. Just thought about it herself. She just posed the question.
I was
thinking
wondering.
About it. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then you probably already have your iHeartRadio app open because you left a talkback for Disney tickets. Just to let you know, the talkback mic is closed for those. It is now open to win a JV Show chug mug in our What the Bleep game. So leave that talkback. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we're playing What the Bleep, trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. So here is today's clip in case you missed it.
Do you think that once robots walk among us, humans will want to them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
And like,
what is wrong with
lot.
Us? So disgusting. All right. And to your talkbacks, let's see if anyone got it.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose, and I want to say date. Would humans want to date them?
The answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
They
I
will.
Mean, they already are dating AI.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
We've already seen people get.
That's true.
Like,
engaged.
Yeah, in serious relationships with.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is control. Have a great day. Bye.
Control, of course. Yeah. Do my laundry.
But
do my homework.
We're only going to have control for so long
That's
before
what I'm
they
saying.
Control us.
It's going to flip quickly.
What, then I'm going to be mowing the robot's lawn?
Yeah. Yeah, because they'll be able to afford a house.
They're
going to
take over. Yeah, that's true. They're going to have all the jobs.
Do you think robots like lawns? Dang it. I don't want to be mowing a robot's lawn.
What's up, JV Show? It's Jim from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word today is destroy. Have a good one.
Destroy.
Yeah, we're going to war with the machines.
I don't like the idea.
We're going to lose. We're going to lose.
I know. All right. Continue to get those talkbacks in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app, and we are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we're playing What the Bleep, trying to give someone this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send it right to your front door. All right, so here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Do you think that once robots walk among us, humans will want to them?
Yeah.
I think they already want to.
Do you think they'll say no at the rate that our normal wives will say no?
No.
Okay, see, there you go.
Because you can program them to do like whatever you want.
You just
right?
charge their battery.
I think, yeah, that's as long your as they're answer. Charged up.
Yeah.
Or not. Even if they're not charged.
Oh. No, you want to make
sure
they're
charged. Non-consensual.
I yeah, right.
you don't want, yeah. You don't want that.
I don't want a robot lawsuit.
No. All right, let's go to your guesses. See if anyone got it right.
Mo from San Jose. I think the word is marry. They'll want to marry them.
Already happening.
Great guess. Great guess. But yeah, if people are getting married to ChatGPT, people are going to marry a super realistic looking robot.
Good morning, JB Show. Kelly from San Jose. Just want to give a guess this morning. Bleep that word worship. Would we want to worship robots? Anyway, good morning. Goodbye.
Worship. I worship.
There
not.
Are a few people that guess that. And yes, Selena, there will be people that do that also.
This is getting weird.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
I don't like it.
What's up, JV Show? This is Roland from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word is dress them. Have a great day.
Wait, that is cute.
There will be robot fashion designers.
You go shopping with your robot.
That's crazy. Oh, you guys can be twins.
Aww, oh,
you share dress them just like you.
Like robots are going to be walking the runway at Paris Fashion Week.
That's true.
And like, you know, little parts of them are going to fall off here and there, but that doesn't matter. They're going to strut down there.
Do you think they'll have fierce. like baby robots?
Oh, yeah, they're going to come like in all sizes.
Like
yeah.
a kid robot? Like if somebody wants a kid, but it's a robot?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's better.
And you could like program
that's
it to
better
be,
than real kids.
You could program it to like clean its room.
Yeah, all child labor. It's the only reason why I want it.
Eat their vegetables and like say nice things to you.
Give me massages every now and then.
Yeah. Great.
Happy Monday, JV Show. This is LaShaw from San Jose. I think that the bleeped out word this morning is befriend. That we will want to befriend these robots. All right, have a great week.
You too. All right, here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
Do you think that once robots walk among us, humans will want to befriend them?
Yep.
I think so.
People are already looking for companionship any way they can get it. And then people will have cool robot friends. And then it's going to be like, oh my God, I need to become friends with that one. I got to figure out how I can meet that one because I'm going to want to be friends with it. And then I can post about it on social media. Look who I'm friends with now. I'm friends with this one. It's going to become just like
That's
that.
That's weird.
Oh, I am not ready for the future.
Me neither. I don't even want to.
Buckle up, people, because it's here.
Yeah, it's happening. It is happening. All right, let's give some shout outs this morning. Woo! First, Michelle in San Jose. What's up, Michelle? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning, and she's going to be sipping some hot coffee. Scratch that, chugging some hot coffee along with us from her brand new JV Show Chug Mug. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. They weren't as fast as the show. Mary and San Bruno had it. So did our buddy Alex and Benicia. Jessica in Fairfield. What's up, Jessica? What's up? Fairfield's like Bay Area adjacent, right? So we still shout them out.
Yeah.
And our buddy Rebecca in Concord also had the correct answer. Anybody squeak one in last second that I have not yet seen, Jess? I think that is it.
That
okay,
it.
But thank you to everybody who played today. If you didn't win your chug mug today, tomorrow's the day you're going to win a chug mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you're not going to believe this.
What?
Jess ran out of here so fast. Oh my God, was that a bathroom emergency, Jess? I'm telling you, she sprinted out of here so fast. She almost missed the sprint.
I needed to go number one. It was not number two. I was just here like a minute ago.
Okay. Let's go back to our live microphones in there.
Stop. There's so many things. Like, I already finished my coffee. I'm on my protein shake now, so there's just
Oh, that means
too much liquid.
There's another one on the way.
Too much liquid.
You just laid out a perfect case for
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
My protein shake?
No, number one.
Oh, sure.
I never go number two.
Jess,
no one
believes you. It's not public. It's just us.
Right.
Just work environment.
Hey, public.
We're all close friends here. It's no big deal. Jess, it's fine. That was Magic Matt in the mix. And that was sponsored by...
Magic Matt's Mix is sponsored by West Valley College. Register today at westvalley.edu.
I know we have Christina on hold. Christina, hang on one quick second.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Ed without the haircut. First, I want to say... Raiders! Selena, you might be the new good luck charm for the Raiders. I mean, I'm going to say it right now, girl. If the Raiders make the Super Bowl, don't worry about chugging, girl. I'll walk to that studio and chug everything you got to chug. Raiders.
Hold on. Don't put all that pressure on me. Hold on. I just need 6 wins. That's it. We're not talking Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah.
Just
but you are now their good luck charm.
Whoa. But I only want 6 wins.
Yeah, per our more than that. JV show Chug Wheel Bet. Selena's hoping for 6 wins on the season. So, yeah, I don't know about good luck charm, but that's a lot of pressure, Selena. And
yeah, I don't like that. Don't put that on me.
Raiders fans, let's dial it back. You beat the Patriots. Like, they haven't been relevant since Tom Brady left like 8 years ago.
That's also a great point. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How was the weekend?
Pretty good. How about you?
It was excellent. Went by a little too fast for my liking, but it's all good. We are back this morning trying to give you these tickets to Disneyland. Woo-hoo! So here's how it works, yes! Christina. We are going to ask you 4 trivia questions inside our Yup Nope game. Just got to get 3 corrects, and if you can do that, you win.
4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets.
Let's go. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Question number 1. The Empire State Building is a fixture on the skyline of what U.S. city?
New York?
Yeah.
Yes. You scared me there for a little bit.
Jeez. Okay. All right. Question number 2. I'll be back is an iconic line from what 1980s movie?
Schwarzenegger. Oh my gosh.
I'll be back. That was pretty good.
You know it.
Come on,
you know
shout it. It out.
What was the movie called?
I'm trying to think. Hold on.
It's going to run out of time. Shout it out.
Nope.
Oh,
dang it.
Son of a Terminator is the name of that movie. Terminator.
It was on the tip of your tongue, I could tell.
Terminator movies.
No. Question number 3. A standard version of what kind of instrument has 88 notes?
Piano?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it all comes down to this. I'm nervous. Question number 4. What building is prominently featured on the back of a U.S. $20 bill?
White House.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wow, look at you. What, are you studying your money
Sorry,
at all?
Pants. Oh, my God, Christina, you scared me, but you won! You won!
Yes! Thank you!
4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets! Congratulations!
Thank you, guys!
You are very, very welcome. Hang on for that winning.
That stressed me out.
I know!
I am mom of Jeremy. I want to wish him a happy birthday. We love you. We're proud of you. Have a good day.
Nice. Happy birthday, Jeremy. I hope you have a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that's a good one, point.
One DM slide right here. I got one that says, hi, can you shout out my mom, Nancy, for being the best mom ever? And please do this on Monday. She's just the best! With like 100 exclamation points. Thanks so much. And my name is Cavan, but you can say Cavi for short.
Cavi.
Yes. Shout out to your mom, Nancy, for being the best mom ever. Woo-hoo.
Who gives a fart?
There it is. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. All right, we're getting to today's hottest trending coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Angie. How about them Niners? Bang, bang, baby. My God, my voice is still hoarse. But what a win, and let's go. I guess shout out to... no, I'm not going to do it. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Wait. Do what? Tell us. Fill us in.
She was going to shout out the Raiders, too.
Yeah, come on, Selena.
Oh. Sorry, I'm a little slow this morning.
Thank you.
Morning, JV Show crew. This is Selena from Richmond. And I just want to say, Niners!
Bang, bang, Niners.
I'm not going to go as long as the other dude.
That's
okay.
What she said.
Hey, just want to say it was a good weekend for... sports in the Bay. Well, actually, just for the Niners, because the Raiders ain't here no more. Y'all ain't faithful. Anyways, go Niners!
Woo! Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so everybody is saying that Mariah Carey underwhelmed at the VMAs. So it was kind of
Color
a big deal.
Shocked.
I know, this is not shocking considering I don't know, any of her recent performances, but it was kind of a big deal that she was there last night. She is still an icon. I mean, it's Mariah Carey, and she was being presented with the Video Vanguard Award. And Ariana Grande is the one that presented it to her. So, I mean, it was a big moment, I guess. And then, as you know, once somebody accepts that prestigious award, they then break into a medley of their songs. They have to do a performance. Wow. That's where the underwhelming stuff happened. Everyone's saying, you know, it's Mariah. Yeah, she looked great. She was wearing like $10 million in diamonds just like on her outfit alone from what I've read. But the movement, it was a little
stiff. Was she moving around in slow motion?
It was
again?
A little stiff. Yeah, it was very slow-mo.
Uh-huh.
She was kind of like holding hands with the dancers as they like led her around the stage. And she was kind of like,
because she's just kind of walking around.
Yeah, that's one theory. Yeah, she hasn't defrosted
yet.
She's
just beginning to fall out, yeah.
another part that everybody's talking about is the slap. Oh my God. If you have not seen the slap, go to JV Morning Show and check out our Instagram story, because as she's performing a medley of her songs, a woman named Bianca comes out on stage. Now, if you don't know, Bianca is a character from one of her videos from like back in 1999. And Mariah slaps the woman, which was clearly rehearsed choreography, but it was so bad. Timing was way off. Mariah,
she missed and then pulled back and missed again.
Yeah, Mariah barely moved her hand to even like attempt to slap the woman. Didn't go anywhere near her, by the way. And then she like flops to the floor. The whole thing's so uncomfortable to watch.
Is Mariah Carey like 80 years old? Why does she move so slowly?
I don't know. That's the thing.
She moves around so delicately and so stiff seeming. And like it's weird.
Did she ever move more than this though?
Yeah, but she at least walked with like a natural flow.
Oh, okay.
You know? Now it's like these little gingerly baby steps.
So go check that JV Morning Show.
And the slap. Yeah, that's brutal.
Graham, do me a favor. I know you want to talk about the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I had details on Selena Gomez's wedding. I'm going to run out and cough my lungs out really quick because I am a little sick and I'm trying to, you know, I'm getting a little better, but I do need to go cough. So will you talk about the Niners really quick?
I will. Lots to unpack from yesterday's 49ers win over the Seahawks in Seattle. Bang, bang, this win, though, doesn't really feel like it should. The Niners beat a good team and a hated division rival on the road, but yet it felt like more cause for concern than cause for celebration. Ooh. Injuries and missed field goals were the story of last season, and this game picked up right where we left off because it was full of both those things. Niners kicker Jake Moody missed one of the easiest kicks imaginable. I don't think you could get any closer. And he doinked it right off the upright. And then he had another one blocked a little later in the game. I don't know if that one... I mean, that one doesn't squarely fall on him, but it was not a good look for Niners special teams. Kickers around the league yesterday were hitting 50 and even 60 yarders with ease, and the Niners had to go for it in multiple fourth down situations rather than bring Moody back into the game because he's such a liability. He did eventually make one, again, very short one, but now to the injuries. George Kittle left the game with a hamstring injury early in the game. Juwan Jennings left with a shoulder injury. Fred Warner, Trent Williams, they both got banged up. Luckily, they were able to come back into the game. We will anxiously await test results on some of those injuries. The Niners went on to win the game 17-14.
Bang, bang, Niner game.
We've got another road game to start this season in New Orleans against the Saints this coming Sunday before they finally get to return home to Levi's.
And
for
how
the
do
home
you feel
opener.
About that game?
Oh, they should smash the Saints. But again, any road game in the NFL is a tough test.
Yeah. It's injury central with you guys.
I mean, you're just holding your breath the entire game. That's why it's like incredibly stressful. It's not as much fun to watch Niner games anymore because you're just so stressed out. Every time Christian McCaffrey gets tackled, you're like, oh, please just stand up and walk away, like not limping. You know, anytime anybody. And then to see George Kittle, like one of the toughest dudes, he goes off injured earlier in that game. Juwan Jennings, another very tough dude. He gets injured. I mean, Niners already very thin at wide receiver. You're just watching this game like, oh, my God. And then but the kicking was the... I'm curious to see if Jake Moody gets cut from the team this week and if they'll bring in another kicker. I almost think you have to just because I think they've lost all confidence in him. And even my kids could lip read what Kyle Shanahan, the coach, said after either the second missed kick or whatever. It was the world's most unaudible but clearly easy to read F-bomb you've ever seen. I mean, I think even my kids were like, you can't say that.
Did they repeat it?
No.
Dad, did he just say?
They didn't. But the camera cut right to a shot of his face as he was shouting that. And it was like, okay, everyone knows what you just said there. You don't love it because the Niners kicking troubles. I mean, it's literally like last season.
Uh-oh.
Just all over again. Defense looked good, though.
And, but they still got a win, which is good for your football.
A win is a win on the road. Seahawks are a good team, so we'll take the win. And yes, I projected the Niners to win 11 games in our JV show, Chug Wheel Bet. So
things are looking good. So
we're on our path.
So far.
Let's go.
All right, really quick, I do want to talk about Selena Gomez because you guys, her wedding to Benny Blanco supposedly going to be happening this month.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, it is about to happen. So here's the thing. Apparently some, like, wedding details got leaked a few months ago, and that, like, really sent them over the edge. They don't want anyone or anything to, like, ruin this wedding. There's going to be a lot of high-profile people there, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. So they need everything to be top secret. So all we know so far is that it's going to be in the Montecito area. It's going to happen before the end of the month, so in September sometime. But it is so top secret that not even the wedding guests know the location of it. Wow. Like, they're going to go wherever, like, the meetup spot is, and then they're going to be shuttled to the venue, which isn't like a
blindfolded?
I don't know if they'd be blindfolded, but it's not even going to be like a well-known venue. They've rented out a private estate.
It's a Dave and Buster's.
Now, that would be fun.
Just to try to throw everybody off.
I know.
Yeah, Montecito doesn't have a Dave and Buster's.
Wait, what if Travis Kelce has a game that day? He can't miss the game, right? But also, dang, you're going to miss Selena Gomez.
If this is going to be a weekend wedding, sorry, you don't cut away on a Saturday to go to a wedding if your game's the next day. So I don't think Travis Kelce, I don't think he'll be in attendance at this.
Ooh.
No, unless it's a bye. Wow. Unless the Chiefs have a very early bye week. I haven't looked at
that
their schedule.
That seems unlikely because
it's
going down this month.
So yeah, Taylor would get a plus one even though they have only been together. Oh, well, they're engaged.
They're engaged.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
I feel like even if the engagement didn't happen, yes, you still get a plus one because you're Taylor Swift.
Selena, can we talk about people not revealing the location of their weddings? Because you and I are going to a wedding in a couple weeks.
FYI.
Why do you make it so weird? Let us tell a story.
I don't want anyone thinking
Yeah,
that.
Just tell us what's been going on between you guys.
More you say that, like, the fishier it sounds. It's, like, very odd. Like, just people understand that you and I may have a mutual friend. Her name is Crystal. She used to be on the show. And she's getting married in a couple of weeks. And my wife's like, hey, we need to book a hotel room for that. And I was like, all right, let me look at the invitation just to make sure, you know, book something close to the venue. There's no location on there.
Just the city.
Does she think she's Selena Gomez? Like, and the details of her wedding are going to get leaked out? And the paparazzi are going to show up?
When will you guys know?
I don't know. I'm about to text her and be like, I want to book a room for your stupid wedding, but, like, I don't know where it is. You gave me a city that doesn't exactly narrow it down. Like, if it's at a place that has rooms, I'd like to book one there. And maybe you have, like,
a room block.
Or maybe she's still looking for a venue. She's just like, I'd like to get married in the city. Let me look around. Yeah, the Chiefs look like they don't have a bye week here. So, Travis Kelce will not be at that wedding.
Interesting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Mariah Carey, the VMAs. A lot of people very underwhelmed by her performance. She was looking a little stiff up there on stage.
Good morning, guys. Ivan from Newark. And Graham, the reason why she moves so slow is because it's the Baja. Jess knows what I'm talking about, but it's like the Tia walk when they're so stiff because they're so cinched up.
So a lot of people did bring that up. Maybe it's that, but I don't even think we can just blame what she had on under her clothes.
I mean, she cinched up nice and tight in there. We know
she
that.
That could have something to do with it.
She
maybe
is
part of it.
I think she's just not.
Because if she tried to dance with what she's wearing, she can't bend, really.
Right, but then, like, look at how bad the slap was. Like, what does that have to do with what she has on under her clothes?
It's like, you don't have to walk around like you just got a titanium rod in your spine. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what it looks like. That's like what looks like happened to her.
She's just not putting in the effort. Maybe she feels like she doesn't have to. She's already Mariah Carey. What more do you have to prove?
I think she doesn't want to have an embarrassing fall and break a hip.
Or that. Imagine that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Walnut Creek. And I just have to say that Mariah Carey is more talented when it matters, which is her actual vocals and her writing skills. And so, therefore, she doesn't need to dance around on stage. She's more talented than Taylor Swift. She's more talented than so many of those other singers that people think, she don't have to spin around and dance. All she has to do is present that voice, which is untouched by any artist ever.
Okay, vocally, I agree.
Totally.
But what about everyone saying that she was lip syncing at the VMAs too?
Ooh.
Yeah, she's had some bad or underwhelming and or lip syncing vocal performances in recent history as well. Said, I totally agree with you. Her vocal talent
unmatched
and just unrivaled for so long. And I'm not asking her to be early 2000s Britney Spears up there on stage and like have some crazy choreographed dance move. I just like, she's tiptoeing around like...
Like she can barely move.
Right. Like I want to hand her a walker with some tennis balls on it and be like, finally, just live free. And just like, so she can glide around. You
know? I wouldn't even be upset if she stood there with, you know, a mic stand and she performed that way. A lot of artists do.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to dance and, like you said, do a Agreed. Whole choreographed routine. But even then, just move naturally. Yeah. Even if you're going to stand in one place, just move your arms naturally and just...
Well, it's not her time yet. Wait till Christmas.
Yeah, we need full thaw.
See, that's a better theory that she's still frozen.
Yep.
I like that one. All right. Viral video that I think everybody saw over the weekend. This happened Friday night at the Phillies-Marlins game. Harrison Bader. Did I say that name correctly, Graham? Do you happen to know?
No clue.
Plays for the Phillies. Hits a home run into the stands. And there's like an older woman there. It looks like she's about to get it. It's like within arm's reach, but it falls. And then another guy runs over. He grabs the ball and then he runs back to his seat and he gives it to who we think is his son.
Yeah.
It's like a child. The woman comes on over. We can't hear what she's saying. But she's very, very angrily. People are referring to her as a Karen now, demanding the ball back. That's my ball. You stole it from me. The guy is like, oh my God, are you serious? Whatever. He throws his arms up. He takes the ball from his son and gives it to the angry lady. Like, here, go away.
What did
you guys think of this?
Respect to the dad, because he didn't want any trouble. He didn't want things to become larger than they were already. And it ended up working out for them in the end, because they got like a goodie bag and all of that.
Oh, the dad and the kid did?
The dad and the kid got a goodie bag.
The Phillies totally took care of him. He got a signed bat. Mm-hmm. You got to meet the player that hit that ball.
Oh, wow. I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
Well, so they got totally taken care of. But what would you have done in that situation? Somebody, because I imagine you can't see. I imagine both their hands probably touched the ball at the same time. That's what she said. And I bet he, you know, just made a slightly faster move. And so she thought, oh, I've got it. And then snatch, ball's gone. So
here,
there's a confrontation. What would you have done? If you were that dad.
I already had the ball for my kid. I don't think I'm taking it away from my kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would give it back.
But I don't think if I was that dad, I would have ran across the stands like I did to snatch that ball.
It's fair game everywhere.
It is fair game. But as I was watching it, I'm sorry, my first thought was like, it was kind of more that lady's to begin with because it was in her area. She just like couldn't catch it. You know what I mean? And it fell because it was maybe one or two seats away.
Yeah, but he's got an empty row and that he went down. If he was piling over people and jumping over, you know, climbing over the tops of people to get down to there, I'd be like, yeah, dude, bro, you're doing too much. Like, wait till one comes near you. But he had like an open lane to run over there and foul ball. And the rules of foul ball.
A foul ball is a foul ball.
Everybody runs for the, and that was a foul ball, right? That was a home run ball.
It was a home run ball.
Yeah, a home run ball, even more so. You run over there and grab it. Yeah.
But I can see how she felt like, hey, that was mine. Like, it was hit towards my seat. You just came out of nowhere and just stole it.
But that's where it's like, if it wasn't already in your hand, it wasn't yours yet.
Right. Until it comes to rest in somebody's hand, that thing is property of nobody. And I think I would give the ball back because of how upset she was. But you're going to hear a few things from me. You're going to get the ball back. I'm going to let it be known how I feel about that.
Like what?
I don't think I would even give it back.
See, I think there's a lot of people saying no. That's it's mine.
It's literally my kid's hand. I'm not going to rip that out of his hands to give to you.
But like if somebody is that upset about it,
yeah.
I'm going to make them look stupid and be like, here, you big baby, you know, like have the ball back.
Yeah.
Go cry about it somewhere else, which is what the dad
did.
And
that's what he did. And that's it worked out.
I would have done the same thing.
Jesse, you would have gave the ball back to her?
No. I probably would have caved. Let's be real. I would have complained about it afterwards and been mad.
As much as I would want a ball, I've never got a foul ball or a home run ball. I've came so close one time. One of them ricocheted off my hand. That was my moment, and I couldn't secure the catch.
I just don't like people yelling at me. It, like, puts me in a spot where I don't know what to do, and I want it to be over. So I'm like, here.
So you give up your lunch money and stuff, like, at school?
Yeah.
Now, what about the backlash that has befallen this woman? How do you feel about this? Because the internet, of course... The internet, and has identified who she is. And, you know, there's reports that, like, she's already been fired from her job. And
what?
So, like, I don't know if I believe any of that. But, like, she, you know, the people figure out who she is. And there were other verbal confrontations that she got in following that other people recorded. I mean,
I don't think it's that serious.
No.
She didn't hurt anybody, you know. I don't think it's that. It's that this we're talking about a baseball here,
right? Normally, but you're talking about her reaction to the baseball because now the internet is full internet on her, and like her life is probably drastically altered because of it.
I don't think that's fair. I mean, I don't like her reaction to you know how she handled the situation, but I think this is doing too much. I like when the internet finds out who that person is that, you know, was racist to that person. Let's get them fired from their job. Let's find out, agreed, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. But this seems like...
Like, just because she was being, like, I mean, yeah, she was being rude, a little crybaby, whatever, but
let's just move on.
Yeah.
Is how I feel.
She did have a very Karen haircut.
She did. It's always the Karen haircuts.
Yeah. You could tell, you could spot her from a mile away. Like, I knew, oh, it's got to be her. I could pick her out of a lineup. Like, which one of these ladies stole a home run ball?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Here, that one.
I think I witnessed my first Karen over
really?
The weekend. Yeah.
Your first?
At the grocery store.
And she had the haircut, too?
Actually, it was kind of like the woman in the video.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
It actually was. You guys want to hear about my experience with the Karen? I'm going to share that coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the viral video from over the weekend. And the Phillies Marlins game, a home run ball gets hit into the stands, and this older woman, she's about to get it. It's like on the floor, rolling around, and the guy runs up, gets the ball to his son. The Karen walks over there, and she's like, "That was mine." So he had to take the ball from his son, and he gave it back to her.
I'm sorry, but if she walks up to me and my son and does all that, the last thing I'm doing is giving up my ball. I'd give her something else. She was out of pocket, and I think she went up to another person and went off on them too later on in that same game. So hopefully she's not allowed to go back to any games. And why do they all have that same haircut when it comes to Karen? Why, geez, people, relax. Anyways, happy Monday, guys. Bye.
Wait, she confronted somebody else?
I think so. Or somebody else may have confronted her about what had happened there. I don't know. There's apparently a couple different confrontations she got into at that game.
I feel like that should give her a ban. I mean, who's really checking? But
or at least take her out of that game.
Eject her, something.
Yeah, that's some unruly fan behavior. Mm-hmm. And there's rumors about... I don't know if she has accurately been identified. The internet thought it was some other woman. That woman's like, I was nowhere near that game. I'm a Red Sox fan. Like, I wasn't even at that one. This is the danger of the internet. The internet gets going, and this one woman's name got brought into it, Cheryl Richardson Wagner, and she's like, that's not me. And the rumors of her being fired from the job and the school district that she works at, all this stuff gets made up on the internet.
Yeah.
None of it, as far as I can tell, is true so far.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jesus. If I would have caught the ball first before that Karen, you're definitely not getting the bag, especially if I already gave it to my son. Sorry.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that poor kid. Like, can you imagine how excited he was? Like, I got the home run ball, and then some older lady comes and just takes it away from you.
That's the thing. She maybe has a right to be upset that maybe he sort of grabbed the ball out of her hands. I don't know. We can't really tell. But once it's transferred ownership to a kid, you're out of luck there.
Good morning. This is Lucia from San Francisco. Regarding the Phillies, Karen, Graham's right. It's kind of fair game, especially at that open area. When you have a foul ball or just a ball that goes into the stands, everybody bum rushes it no matter where you're from. Granted, they don't jump over anybody. Sometimes they'll jump down, but no, they come from all over. But it wasn't hers just because it went to her area. Yeah, she did too much. Have a good day.
I think we all agree on that. She did
way too much. And we in the Bay Area have seen, particularly San Francisco Giants fans, the most hysteria around hit home run balls of all time as Barry Bonds was chasing the record. The things that people would do at the bottom of that scrum to come away with the ball that he hit. I mean, you've never seen anything like that. And yes, people were diving from multiple rows back head first. It didn't matter. Kicking, punching, whatever it took to get in there to get that ball.
Well, thankfully they weren't doing all that.
Worth so much money. Yeah.
All right, so I told you how I encountered, I think, my first Karen, like in person.
How is this your first Karen?
Yeah, have you encountered a lot of Karens?
Like, the in world's full IRL? Of them.
At least a few,
We've all seen Karens out there Karening in the wild. Is that a verb? I don't know.
I think so, yeah. Sure. So I'm at the grocery store. I'm in line. There's somebody in front of me. She got hella stuff, so it's taking a while. I have hella stuff. My cart filled to the rim, okay? I have so much stuff. I also have my kids with me, so I'm trying to get, like, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing I have a lot of things, a guy comes up behind me in line. He's only got two or three things. Oh, I'm like, hey, what? When it's my turn to put the things on the conveyor belt, I'm like, why don't you just go in front of me? Like, I'm going to be a while. And so he's
look
like,
at
oh my
you
God.
With a good deed. I like
I it. Always do that because I always know like they're behind me sighing and they're getting mad that I'm taking 20 minutes and they only got one or two things or whatever. Right. So I'm like, whatever. Yeah, go in front of me. This is going to be a minute. So you just go. And he's like, oh my God, thank you. Well, as I was letting him go in front of me, a woman comes up. She's got like one of those reusable grocery bags. Mm-hmm. And it's filled with like, I don't know, like cans and whatever vegetables and stuff that she got. I think because she saw me let that guy go in front of me, she was also expecting me to let her go in front of me.
Yeah.
But I had already been there 10, 15 minutes waiting for my turn. My kids are getting antsy. So I kind of just like looked at her and I was like, give her like a little smile, like, hi. And then turn back around. And I'm waiting for the guy in front of me now to finish paying before I start putting my things on the conveyor belt. I finally start, you know, my turn. The lady behind me who's mad I didn't let her get in front of me calls over an employee.
Are you serious?
Uh-oh.
Mind you, it is only me and her at this register. It is not a long line by any means. She calls over an employee and she's like, is there any way we can open up another register? And the guy was really nice and was like, no, I'm sorry. We just don't have enough employees. Like, this is all we have on the floor. We don't have enough people. And she's like, well, can I talk to a manager? Because I shouldn't have to stand in this line. It was just her. It was just her.
It's not like it was wrapping around down the street.
She is the line. Self-checkout. Go to the self-checkout. It's right there. Empty.
Like, also, by the time you get a manager, wouldn't you have already checked out by then? Yeah. You know, like the amount of time that you're about to invest in a complaint.
And you know what? The guy never even came back with a manager. He was probably just like, this lady is delusional. Like, I was standing there like, the entitlement. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was that real.
Would you ever allow the double cut? You wave someone in front of me, you got a huge cart, and then another person walks up. They got one thing of laundry detergent. Would you ever
do the double wave? If I hadn't already been waiting there a long time for the woman that was initially in front of me, maybe, but it's like my kids are already acting crazy. I'm in a hurry. I'm trying to get out. And like, who do you think you are? It's not just everybody cut Selena Day. Like, hello, I was here first.
You'd have to be really elderly or something for me to allow the double cut. I feel like once I've allowed one, I've done my good deed. Same thing.
Who do you think you are?
I've allowed one car to merge. Now I'm scooting all the way forward.
Yes.
You can, next car, you can go behind me.
And also, I'm sorry, but I think people's patience nowadays, like, people need to get some patience because. Come on, like you're at a grocery store. People are buying things. People are in line. Like you're going to have to wait.
And she should be aware of the process.
She was the only one in the line. That's what I don't get. It was like just me and her. That's what I don't get. All right. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. Yeah, that was my first Karen experience.
Wow. I'm shocked that it's taken this long.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grammy, your house. Did it feel like Twilight Zone over the weekend?
Little update on the haunting, you guys. Talking smack about Annabelle, the doll, and all the demons and the spirits might have actually legitimately jinxed me. If you were listening to our show on Friday, right after I told the spirits to bring it on, I'm not scared of you, the smoke alarms all went off at my house, and we sort of went through that in real time as my wife
during the show
furiously texting me about how awful it was. Then everybody left talkbacks, some of them sounding very scared for me and fearful that I was, you know, playing with fire and may have actually truly pissed off the spirit world. Well, here's what happened this weekend.
Oh, no.
All that smack talk. Maybe it was a reverse jinx because I had one of the best weekends ever, you guys.
Oh,
it was awesome. We had some friends over on Friday night. We all cooked together, drank some good wine, couple cocktails, ate some good food, shared some laughs. Then on Saturday, got to work on my son Ford's room, making it just reimagining all the space. I did some painting in there, refinished some furniture in there. We rearranged everything and got him just this super awesome room and just spent a lot of time with the family, you know, bonding. Saturday night, we had a family movie night. We watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the kids just loved that movie, and we just had such a great time. A couple more drinky drinks that night. I got a little action that night myself, then rolled into Sunday.
You left that part out?
And
ew.
Then the Niners win, and great football day. I did well on prize picks. I also survived both my survivor pool picks, and again, the Niners won. It was just like such a great weekend, just top to bottom. I cannot say enough things about how great of a weekend it was.
Okay, so there were no more incidents?
No, zero.
Not yet.
Yeah. There's still time. There's still time.
Bring it on, Spirit World.
It's because you summoned them, and they already made
they were
your
double
smoke.
Booked that
they
day.
They had prior
you already made the smoke detectors go off. So
that's
that was
the extent of their powers. There were so many people in my DMs, you know, and on Friday, and I think they're, you know, legitimately concerned. Like, oh man, your place, it's got to be haunted, and you need to do this to try to get rid of the spirits and all this stuff. And my one response was, look, if Annabelle the doll, if that's the spirit that I pissed off. The meanest one. I mean, she just offed a guy, you know, that had heart problems, that died of a heart attack. She clearly offed him. Most logical explanation in your ladies' minds. If she's able to do that, and I've pissed off the meanest demon doll ever, and the worst thing that happened to me was my smoke detectors went off, like, bro, life is good. Everything's good and happy. And like, if that's the meanest thing that this thing could do to me is turn on my smoke detectors, yeah, I took the battery out. Like, we're fine. Hashtag we will rebuild. You know what I mean? Like, life is good,
well,
guys.
Good,
get out there and enjoy your days.
I just don't think we're putting like a period at the end of this story yet, because it's not done, is all I'm saying.
Okay. I think it's still like, it's part
pending.
Of their plan.
It's pending. Yeah.
It's like, it has to process, you know, through their, it's like, that's what they do for work.
Right.
So like,
maybe they take weekends off.
Oh yeah.
That too.
Oh, yeah. They want to punch the clock on a weekend.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Get that overtime pay. They didn't want
to
do that.
I do like that going forward, anything that ever bad, remotely bad happens to me, people will link it back to this, thinking that in no world does anything bad ever happen to a human being. Do you know what I mean?
We'll be
like, oh, it's because of this.
Like, that is
bad
different.
Things happen to people every single
day.
But
bad is different than paranormal.
Okay, so something
it's
else.
Just the vibe we're getting.
Paranormal happens.
Yeah. Yes. Did you guys hear about this Facebook group in Italy that was shut down? It was husbands sharing photos of their wives.
Whoa.
Intimate photos. Like, this group had 32,000 men all
you
in.
You said the login was what?
Well, it's shut down now. Sorry, Graham. What? I mean, to be in the group, you would have to be sharing photos of your wife.
Oh, I'm out.
That's what I'm saying. You're not down for this. The group was called My Wife, but in Italian. So it was like,
My Wife.
Mia Mogli or something like that. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Do it again. Either way.
Mia Mogli. Anyways, it was 32,000 men all sharing intimate photos of their wives, girlfriends, even strangers. Like, any photo that they came up on, posted in this group. And like, it's not like the wives were knowing that their husbands were sharing and sending their photos and videos to other people. And a lot of these were like,
they're just in there swapping them like trading cards.
Yes. And they were like very like personal things, like, oh, here's my wife sunbathing topless or, you know, whatever. And it was very creepy. And eventually authorities found out about it and they pulled the plug because there was 2,000 complaints. Maybe wives found out about it. They started complaining to Meta and to the local police there in Italy. And finally they got the group shut down. But they're thinking they just moved it to another platform.
Somewhere like on the Reddit, dark web.
On Telegram. Do you guys know what that is?
Maybe I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I'm not too familiar with it, but they're thinking that they just like moved that group over there. So it's not on Meta anymore.
If there were that many members, they're not just like, oh, let's close down shop.
What is wrong with
they're
people?
They're still going to be doing that.
The fact that it got shut, by the time it got shut down, there were already 32,000 men in there is insane.
I think the moral of this story is you need to be, any pictures that you may send out there, just know that someone more than the recipient is likely going to have
but
eyes
you don't,
on that.
You don't think that when it's your husband.
Right.
I agree, but you still have to have that when something is out there transmitted over the internet or however in some fashion. And a lot of these guys are probably like, yeah, this is my ex-wife or here's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
You got to think about the
you
got to think about the breakup.
But still, that's still shady because like, what if they're in new relationships now and they're sharing, they still have the pictures of their ex and they're sharing it to the Facebook group.
Right, right, right. Yeah, they should throw all those away. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of guys that have held on to them in some sort of secret folder or whatever on their phone. This is nothing new.
Men make me sick.
I know.
You should know that if you ever send a picture, take a picture and send it, this is a good life lesson.
That is a good reminder.
Somebody else's eyes are going to get on that at some point.
Yes.
It's almost a guarantee. So think
like
twice before you do it.
No.
The moral of the story is don't do it.
Right.
Oh, too late. All right. Today's hottest trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's hottest trending, we have tickets for Disneyland.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
4 tickets to the Disney Resort. So listen up. If you left us a talk back earlier this morning between the hours of 6 and 7, this is the winning talk back. It could be you.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Melissa, and I'm calling for the Disneyland tickets. I'm really hoping that I can win the tickets so I can take my family on a vacation. And, yeah, hope you guys all have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Melissa, and she didn't even say what city she's from, so I can't, like, shout out. And do you know Melissa from, you know, Redwood City? We don't know where she's from. No. Melissa, if that was you that left that talk back, give us a call, 888-333-9490.
To claim your tickets, mm-hmm. Do it now. Otherwise, we're going to have to forfeit them and give them to somebody else, and you do not want that.
Mm-mm. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham.
Yeah?
Have you seen these Charlie Sheen headlines?
I have.
He's got a couple new projects coming out in the next couple of days, and all the headlines are about how he is now revealing that he used to hook up with men.
Whoa.
He said, quote, "I flipped the menu over."
Is that what it's called?
He flipped the menu. That's how he is referencing it. He says that he's no longer hiding from his past, but he is now owning it rather than letting it own him. So in the Netflix documentary that's about to drop, the interviewer asked him how it feels to be finally talking about this publicly. And he says it's liberating, really effing liberating to finally be able to get this off of his chest because it is his truth.
Mm-hmm.
He was also on Good Morning America and he talked a little bit more in depth about this. And he says that the whole, you know, men thing, it started when he was, you know, if you don't know about Charlie Sheen, he used to have a major drug problem.
Yeah.
He's really cleaned himself up in recent
years. And also made a fortune on that TV show.
Two and a Half Men.
He made a boatload of money.
But while he was, you know, using crack, that's when his experiences with men started. And then once he quit the drugs and he got himself cleaned up, he spent years trying to, like, figure out, why did I do that? Where did that come from? Now he's at a point where it's
tiger
like...
tiger blood, obviously.
Now he's at a point where it's like... so what? It happened. Yeah, it was kind of weird. A lot of it was really fun. Life goes on, just moving forward from here. And that's where he's at now, and that's why he's able to talk about it. So he opens up about this and more in the Netflix documentary that I mentioned. It's called AKA Charlie Sheen. That drops on Wednesday. And then his book, he has a memoir coming out tomorrow called The Book of Sheen, where he talks about, you know, all of the stuff and maybe even crazier things.
I'm sure there's going to be some very fascinating stories in
a
there.
A lot.
That dude has lived a life.
Yeah, he has. Did you know that Saweetie got herself a little ESPN gig?
No.
I thought this was pretty cool. ESPN announced that Saweetie is the first ever female music curator for Monday Night Football. So when you're watching tonight, that might be Saweetie picking all the music and stuff on the ESPN broadcast. So she's got this gig for the entire season. She's handpicking tracks for, you know, certain games, for promotional spots, telecasts, even for Monday Night Countdown.
That's very cool.
I thought that was very awesome.
I wonder if she gets to pick any song that she wants. I've always wondered about that when they go to commercial and they're playing some... like yesterday during the Niner game, they go to commercial, they played some Benson Boone song, you know. My daughter's like, you know, because she's obsessed. Well, I'm like, they have to, like, get a license? Do they have to license that or do anything? Or can they just play whatever song they want?
I feel like they would have to license it. But if it's all Saweetie from here on out, we know that it's
her
picking
it.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, well, that teensy tiny heat wave of summer has come and gone, and fall just said, hold my pumpkin beer, because a taste of fall weather is on the way this week. Starting tonight, a cold and rainy storm arriving from the north. It's going to be sweeping through the Bay Area. Looks like the first sprinkles are starting late tonight, first in the North Bay, and then moving south from there. And we're going to have sprinkles overnight and through tomorrow about midday, and some much cooler temperatures as well.
Yes!
No big rain totals from this, just some drizzle, really. 1/10 of an inch probably at the most for most. But you might as well go take your Christmas lights down finally and put some pumpkins on your front porch.
Yes!
Because fall is here, you guys. Fall is here. Okay. Me and my kids are carving ours tonight.
No, you're not. Stop
it. Over some pumpkin spice lattes. Yep.
Stop.
And a hearty casserole.
Stop.
I hope it stays like this, though. I prefer it. I'm done with hot weather. Stop.
I don't know. I could use another summer.
The summer just didn't summer. It never got going. So none of us have really gotten that real summer mode. So you know what? I'm with Jess. Scrap it.
Ready for
fall? Let's move on to fall. Summer, you had your chance. You blew it.
Okay, I guess I'm on board. Let's go to the phones. Hi. Is this Melissa?
Hi. Yes, this is Melissa.
Jess, prove it. You verified her identity.
I verified. We took some samples of her DNA.
Okay.
Whoa. Don't want to know how you got those samples.
Yes, all of the above.
That's fine, but she did her due diligence.
Melissa, you just won tickets for Disney.
Yay! I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
It's going to be so fun. It's Halloween.
I'm walking at work.
Who cares about work? You just won Disneyland tickets.
I hear you.
You just got...
Yes, so excited. Thank you.
A lot of people are jealous. A lot of people are jealous. It's 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets.
All right, Melissa, we know you're at work. Yay. We're going to make this quick. Just hang on. We're going to get some more info from you. You guys, Disney tickets tomorrow on the JV show. You can win just like Melissa. 6 a.m. is when we kick off our talk back contest. That is going all week. Also, a second chance to win 7:30 inside our Yup Nope game.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm. Grande.
It's Grandy.
Grande.
There's an actual interview where...
It's a family name.
Yeah, it's pronounced Grandy. Look it up. Just you would think you work at Wild, you would have done your research, you know?
Well, you know what? I rather focus on the fact that we are still hooking people up with tickets to Ariana Grande. Now, I know people are
Grandy.
Sad. Ariana Grande, whatever. People are sad that we weren't doing another on-air contest, but go to our Instagram, you guys, because we're getting you hooked up right there with 2 tickets to see her at Oakland Arena, and the contest ends on Wednesday.
Okay, so go right now. Mm-hmm. Good luck. By the way, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend. They are posted now on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Go now to our page.
Going now.
This is exactly why I cannot get in the fall spirit, because I just had a pool day over the weekend. We're out, you know, in the sun, drinking claws.
Look
I'm not
you.
Ready for this.
Living your
my best
hot girl summer life.
Yeah.
This is a picture of you and your son. He's so cute. Great smile. Is this a normal sized white claw and you're that small, or is this one of those really big
ones?
No,
this is a normal sized white claw.
That looks huge.
Wait, oh my God.
Looks like you're holding a 24 ounce can.
No, this
like
is a
tall
regular,
boy or something.
No, that's a regular size can.
Man, you're tiny. You're like,
why does it look so big?
You're like miniature.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, she goes straight for the big claws. Like,
no.
Nice work. I think they make those, right? I've never had one.
No, they do. They do
I'm
sell
assuming,
bigger
yeah,
ones.
They make the big
is
claw.
Is this like an optical illusion or something? Like, what's
I
happening
didn't even
here?
Notice that.
It is strange. And
that's
this is
hilarious.
The pool that you guys sneak into? I missed that.
No, this is, I went to, I was in Sacramento.
Oh,
so this is at my sister's house. So
yeah,
no.
It's much hotter in Sacramento,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but still, it got me in the summer mood. Like, I'm not here for the
well,
rain.
Wait till
that's
tomorrow.
Supposed to be coming. No.
Yeah, a little rain tomorrow. How many claws did you drink?
I think 4. I had 4.
Okay. There's no law when you're drinking the claw. You just
right.
You do whatever you want. All right. Mine's a picture of me sanding down the legs of this old couch that we have because my wife decided that she didn't like the old color of the legs of the couch. They were like painted black or something. So I had to sand off the paint and restain this piece of furniture all to go in my son's new redesigned room. We moved into our new house, but like we've sort of just been living in boxes and he had a mattress on the ground for a while and all this stuff. And we finally, I spent the entire weekend, Friday afternoon, all day Saturday and all day yesterday, completely just dialing in every part, assembling a desk and a chair and painting the wall in there and then finishing the built-in bed that I built for him and,
You showed me a video. It's like a little apartment.
You guys,
Really?
It's such a cool... I'm like so stoked on how this room turned out. And each time I do something new in there and finish some new part of it, I'd be like, dude, Ford, come in here, check this out. And it's as if he couldn't care at all. That could be happy sleeping with a blanket on the ground. And then you're like, well, what is it all for? You know?
Yeah. But I'm 26 like, and a half and I've never even had a couch in my bedroom.
I wanted one my entire life growing
I know.
Up. I was just like, and then we have this one that we've kept from our old place and I gave it a new full sand down redesign, new coat of stain on it. And now it looks brand new. And washed and cleaned the whole thing and vacuumed it out. And now he's got a cool
couch. I pay you and you can build me like a tiny home somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I want one of those too.
I'm busy that day.
I want like a she shed.
Yeah, how cute.
Yeah, I'm busy that day.
Can I ask a question about your photogram?
Sure.
Why the sleeves rolled up?
You did it on purpose.
I was out there. I wish my wife had told me she was taking this picture because I would have flexed for you guys. Obviously, like you should be should be flexing in every picture, and my triceps are barely popping.
Veins are
yeah, but normally
throbbing, though.
Normally I'd be flexing there. It was really hot and warm. This was yesterday, and I'm trying to even out the farmer tan.
That was my guess.
I generally have a pretty bad farmer tan, so you got to get some sun on the upper arms whenever
and
you can.
I still can't get used to you. You wearing a hat is just...
Yeah, I wear hats, you know. Coach baseball wore a hat. You've seen it.
Yeah, I didn't even... I mean, the hat looks like normal in pictures, maybe because I'm used to seeing it in photos from home, but in person, I don't like it.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And then my photo, you guys, I brought my roller skates out of my retirement.
No. This is so embarrassing. Why would you post this?
Because... I don't care.
Wait, nerd alert. Oh, my God.
Listen.
With the little knee pads and the
wrist guards.
And the little elbow pads.
Oh, my God.
Where's your helmet?
You went out in public like this? Why don't you have a helmet?
Because I don't own a helmet, but...
You need to be wearing one.
You need one
clearly.
If you're going
to
have everything else.
If you have elbow pads, you need a helmet.
Roller skating is so scary.
Are you any good at it? Because I don't picture you being that good at it.
Oh, thanks. I'm not. The thing is, when COVID hit, I bought the roller skates because I was going to be, you know, the new hobby.
Everybody was baking bread and skating.
I was getting good. And then I stopped because everybody left their 2020 hobbies behind. And so now I'm just terrified of falling and breaking a wrist, which is why I'm wearing all this gear to.
But can you like get going at a good rate of speed? God. Or are you like those people at the ice skating rink that are holding the wall the whole time?
I can get going. But I can only go for a little while before I feel like I'm going to fall.
Yeah.
Like
if you know how to stop? Or are you one of those people that like kind of twirls around and then falls into the grass?
Yeah, no, I go all the way down. I just lower my body all the way to the ground if I want to stop, basically.
The reason I'm asking all this question is my daughter, we got her roller skates for her birthday a couple weeks ago. And it's like, this is a great idea. Until you try to teach an angry kid how to roller skate, it's miserable. I don't remember it being that hard, but I also don't have a pair of skates on myself.
They're super like slippery.
They are. And at times like you're slipping, like you are on ice, you know, like the wheels, especially on new skates, man, they're slick. But I don't have skates on myself to like show her because I know how to skate, but you know what I mean? It's like, I haven't done it in a long time, but I want to be like, well, move your leg like this. I can't. And trying to teach a kid to roller skate, Selena, don't ever do it.
It's so hard. Because, like, if you see the sidewalk that I was roller skating on, even that sidewalk was so scary to me because every time I would go over the lines, I felt like I was just going to trip over. So it's hard.
All I know is this picture of Jess in knee pads and elbow pads is giving me life.
Yeah, if only she was holding her cat.
We have to get you a helmet, though, because safety first.
Yeah, you need a helmet.
You have to have a helmet.
Yeah, the dorkier, the better.
Go check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show right there on our Instagram. And give us a follow while you're at it. Why not?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.